Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The hapless Twins, although their wins have lately come in bunches, have seen a lot of other teams consuming all their lunches, while Boston Sox, who left the box as if they didn't care, have won enough since April's streak to laugh at spring's despair. Joining me now to comment on various developments in Major League Baseball is ESPN's Tim Kirkjian. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill. Very clever poem there.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to put that on the back of the next book, if you don't mind. The Cleveland Indians began the season well, and despite predictions that their success would be fleeting, they are still fighting for the top spot in the AL Central. How long will they contend?
I think they're in trouble here, Bill, and yet I still think they'll be able to contend in the AL Central for quite a while, in part because the AL Central just isn't as good as we thought it was. However, neither are the Indians. The Indians started out 30-15, best record in baseball, and I saw them on a Monday night in Cleveland when they had the best record in baseball. Then I saw them 3 weeks later, and from that point on, in those 3 weeks, they had the worst record in baseball. They had the highest ERA in baseball and the lowest runs per game in baseball, all in a three-week period. And exactly how they did that, I'm not quite sure, but I think it's the fact that they didn't hit, they've got some key injuries, they've got some young guys on that team that probably don't know what to do when they hit a big losing streak, but it's still really impressive where they are to this day. I just don't think they're going to have enough to win that division.
Detroit stands in Cleveland's way, at least for the time being. Starting pitcher Justin Verlander is a big reason for the Tigers' success so far, and he's scheduled to pitch tomorrow. So can we expect, what, a one-hitter, a two-hitter, or we'll be disappointed, right?
We will not be disappointed with the way that he's throwing the ball lately. I've seen him pitch a dozen times in person, Bill, and I never understand how anyone ever gets a hit off of him. He throws, at his best, 100 miles an hour. He throws a curveball that just calcifies hitters, and now he's got a very good changeup to go with that. And he worked on some things this spring to try to simulate the beginning of the season in spring training to get him better, you know, in April, where he had always struggled. That kind of worked, but now he's at the top of his game, and that is simply breathtaking to watch.
Philadelphia currently has the best record of any major league team. They've been strong for some time now. What accounts for that?
Well, that starting pitching, Bill, which we've talked about ever since the day Cliff Lee signed, has been really, really good, which is no surprise. But even with some injuries to that rotation, their bullpen's been way better than anybody thought it would be, especially with some injuries that they've had. And they're still not a great offensive team in any way, Bill, but they're better because they have Chase Utley back. He is the heart and soul of that team in every way. If I was a Phillies fan, I would be thrilled with where my team was right now, because I think they're going to get better from here, meaning the rotation's going to be healthier, and eventually they're going to score more runs than they have to this point.
It was supposed to be a dogfight this season between St. Louis and Cincinnati in the National League Central, and it has been a dogfight, but Milwaukee has crashed the party as well. Do the Brewers continue to reside near the top of the division?
I think so, Bill. I just saw the Cardinals the other day, and the Cardinals have some issues. I think the Reds have a few more issues than they did last year, which opens the door for the Brewers to be much, much better. Their starting rotation is demonstrably better than it was at this time last year with Sean Markham and Zach Greinke. Their offense, when everybody stays healthy, is very, very good. The key is their defense. They have Garth Orge, formerly of the Blue Jays a million years ago, in to kind of help them with their positioning. He's got some radical ideas on how to play defense, but it has been better. Keep in mind, Bill, they have not had one Gold Glove winner for the Brewers since Robin Yount. Not one. That's just amazing to me.
Garth Orge was always one of my favorite baseball names. I'm delighted you brought him up in whatever context.
Had a great guy.
We only have a few minutes, so we can't talk about all the Major League Baseball teams, all 30 of them, but which notables, good or bad, should we bring up?
Well, I'm really interested to see what the Cubs do this weekend, for instance, from the bad side against the Yankees. If the Cubs are going to get back in this, which I don't see any chance, we have to see what they can do this weekend against the Yankees. That's from the bad. From the good, I'm fascinated by what the Seattle Mariners are doing. They were hideous last year, and right now they are in contention in the AL West with very strong pitching. Friday they called up Dustin Ackley, who's their young second baseman who can really hit. So just when you think the Mariners had no chance to contend this year, now you look at the AL West and say they have a chance to stay in this for a long time. And that's what we love about baseball, Bill, how many times we can be wrong. And boy, was I wrong this year already on a lot of things.
Finally, Tim, Mets reliever DJ Carrasco balked home the winning, or actually more accurately, the losing run against the Braves on Thursday night. I guess there are crazier ways to end extra inning games, but that has to be among them.
Yeah, that's only the second time in the history of the New York Mets that they lost a game on a walk-off balk. First off, Bill, I am really opposed to the phrase a walk-off balk, but if you watched it, there was a big cluster at home plate when the winning run scored on a walk-off balk. All the guy had to do was walk home. And I think we're taking it. Look, I'm all for post-game celebrations, but when you walk home on a balk, I'm not sure there should be a dog pile at home plate to celebrate it. But it's very unusual, obviously, only twice in the history of the New York Mets, and that's a really, really bad way to lose a game.
Tim Kirkchin covers baseball for ESPN. He joins me from time to time to talk about the game as well. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.